Well, she's walking through the clouds with a circus man that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras are grooving, fairy tales, that's all she ever thinks about.
Hello, and welcome to the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. My name is David Feldman, your host, and today is episode 6, How to Deal with a Critical Partner. In our search for balance, love, and respect in our relationships, one destructive behavior that rears its ugly head more often than not is criticism. When upset and angry, criticism is often our go-to modality to stop the offensive behavior or, in some cases, just to hurt and lash out at our partner. But in honesty, there is no way to have a trusting, loving connection while criticism runs rampant in your relationship. In discussing this plague, the question I'm asked most often is, how do I stop my partner from criticizing me? I've told them repeatedly not to call me names, judge me, or worse, embarrass me in front of others, but they just don't stop. First, let's break down what criticism actually is. My definition of criticism is as follows. Criticism is an expressed negative judgment about you or your behavior. So for example, quote, you are such a jerk, or quote, you can be so lazy sometimes. These are clear judgments about you as a person. Additionally, another form of criticism is when your behavior is being criticized. Now, some people like to say, well, I'm not attacking you, but I'm just attacking your behavior, so I'm not really criticizing you. But in my book, that's not the case. It still represents a judgment. For example, quote, you behaved like such an ass. Or, quote, sometimes you can act like such a slob. Both of these messages are critical of either you or your behavior, and the underlying message is always the same. You're not good enough, or I don't accept you for who you are, or you're worthless in my eyes. And perhaps the most painful is the message that you deserve it. According to the Duluth model of IPV, which is inter-partner violence, it is a form of domestic verbal abuse. Criticism is a very nasty way of controlling your partner and trying to get them, manipulate them, coerce them into behaviors that you like, or getting rid of behaviors you don't like through the use of verbal attacks. So how do we deal with a partner who employs criticism? How do we get beyond this very ugly phase in our relationship? How do we move towards a relationship with more closeness, love, and trust? One way to break this down is to discuss the internal work associated with getting beyond criticism and the external work. So for the internal work, the first step in creating a relationship free of criticism is for you yourself to stop criticizing. I know that seems very simple, but you wouldn't believe different attitudes that I've seen expressed in general, such as, well, I like to use criticism because that's what I do, and that's what gets me what I want. But I don't like to be criticized. So if you have something to say to me, you must say it in a way that fits my style. This double standard is definitely not going to work well in a relationship. If you want a relationship free of criticism, you have to go to square one yourself first and take a serious look in the mirror and decide if you're willing to give up being critical. It's not an easy thing to do because we are so accustomed to immediately launching into criticism when we feel hurt. But it is a necessary step if you want to have a intimate, trusting relationship. And furthermore, there is no faster rebuttal to a request of stopping criticism, stopping being critical, if you yourself are also utilizing criticism to get what you want in a relationship. The second step in the internal work necessary to rid your relationship of criticism is to understand how to shield yourself from the emotional pain behind criticism. And this can be done in two ways. The first way that we can learn to shield ourselves from the pain associated with criticism is essentially externalizing the critique. And this is done by, number one, checking to see if there's a validity to their claim. Is there something that they're criticizing me about which is true? Am I doing something that I can objectively call bad behavior or wrong? If not, meaning you're just showing up in a way that you think is perfectly fine, maybe it's a little odd, quirky, or different, but there's nothing wrong with it, then recognize that your partner's critique is merely a reflection of their own values and worldview. It doesn't inherently have a negative message about you. Perhaps it is even something they see in themselves and that they are projecting upon you. So once we learn this method of examining what the criticism is all about, if we can honestly say that this is not about me and I didn't do anything that I feel is wrong, then we automatically discharge our negative emotions associated with it and have an easier time releasing the negativity associated with the message, I'm not good enough. But the second part is, what if there is some behavior that not only does your partner find offensive, but you can objectively relate to as inappropriate or wrong? What if you did make a mistake? What if you came late to that dinner date, or you forgot to pick up the kids again, or you left the room a mess when you were explicitly told not to? What if there is validity to the hostility and anger that was expressed when your partner was disappointed in you? The first step to deal with this is to recognize that you are imperfect. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but you make mistakes, a lot of them. And that's called part of being a human being. We all make mistakes, and we all have areas where we need to improve. And that's just part of who you are. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's nothing to get depressed about, knowing that you have imperfections like everybody else. In Jungian psychology, the acknowledgement and recognition of the areas that you need improvement upon are called your shadow work. And this involves you recognizing and bringing to light behaviors, attitudes, and patterns that are less than perfect, that we have shame over, that we may be avoiding or in denial about. And once we do this, we integrate that shadow back into our external personalities, and we become stronger as a part of that. But the first step, you don't need to go so far into your psyche. It's just an acknowledgement that you make mistakes and can remove the shame and hurt associated with being called out on your misbehavior. This is normal. The third piece in the internal work is to take corrective action. This can involve an apology, but it certainly includes a resolution and a commitment to change. In these ways, we can learn to disconnect a criticism from deep emotional traumatic reaction to being criticized. And the stronger you get and the more powerful you get at utilizing these techniques, the stronger of a person you are and the less criticism affects you emotionally, which is really where you want to go. But let's take a look at some of the external ways in which we can deal with a critical partner. So let's just say you've done the internal work, but still, you don't want to be criticized. Yes, it doesn't affect you in the same way, and yes, it doesn't cause as much trauma as it did in the past because you've done your internal work. But still, it's an ugly part of a relationship. Certainly, if this is being done in public, as it can be very embarrassing and very humiliating. So the first step in our external work associated with criticism is to recognize and identify when you are actually being criticized, catching it in the act. Many people don't even realize that they were criticized until until they get home or an hour later, or they're reviewing the conversation with a friend, because criticism has become such a part of our dialogue that we've become immune to identifying when it actually happens. And this needs to change if you want your critical dynamic in your relationship to change. You need to get good at identifying when judgment statements and judgment words are being levied at you. And this takes practice. You know, you might have to think through conversations and spend some time saying, you know what, that statement includes a judgment. Or saying to yourself, how do I judge others through my words? And once you become good at it, you can sniff out criticism very, very easily in any statement. The next step in our external work would be learning how to verbalize displeasure and non-acceptance of being criticized. This also takes a lot of effort and a lot of work, but can be done. You may have to practice this, and maybe in the car ride, or think through it, or even write down how you plan to respond the next time you sense that you're being criticized. For instance, let's just say you got into a spat with your partner, and your partner resorted to name-calling. You're being such a jerk, I can't believe it. I mean, you didn't call my mother back like I had asked you to, and you completely ignore what I request from you. So your response could be, I understand that you are disappointed. However, we do not name call in this relationship. If the person doesn't accept this statement from you, you can escalate it. For instance, quote, I prefer not to call you a name right now like you just did to me. However, if that is how you want our relationship conversations to go, I am willing to do it your way. When you state it like this, oftentimes your partner realizes that you mean business and that if they continue with their behavior, things will get ugly very quickly. Most partners are not interested in this level of escalation. Let's just say that it wasn't a name-calling, obvious type of criticism, but just a more subtle type of criticism. So for instance, let's just say you left your socks on the floor for the 10th time and your partner says to you something like this. I didn't realize that I was marrying such a slob. It's really hard for me to function in our bedroom when you keep it so messy. In that situation, your partner is calling you a slob, but primarily referring to your behavior. To this you can respond, quote, I hear you want me to change, but I will not tolerate being judged. When you are ready to discuss this issue without criticism, I'm here. Or, I understand that you are not happy with what happened. I am happy to entertain a request for change, but it must be done without any judgment. Or finally, you can simply say, I can see that you are trying to tell me something. I just can't hear you when you add criticism. These three ways are subtle but yet straightforward ways of informing your partner that while you're interested in the message that they want to give you, you are uninterested in being criticized along the way. You don't want your behavior to be judged, nor do you want your personhood to be judged. The next level of external work is a little bit more extreme, but it's very relevant in many relationships, unfortunately. Sometimes your partner just can't control themselves from being critical. And sometimes this even happens in public, which is oftentimes very devastating. If your partner refuses to stop criticizing, the next step in eliminating it is, number one, no talking about any issues in the relationship at all. All those conversations are over. So you can enjoy each other. You can have dinner together. You can share talks about the kids. You can share talk about your work day. You can make love. You can, you know, watch a movie. But there's no discussing anything that actually happens inside the house or outside the house for that matter. Because, and you can make this clear, you're not willing to have conversations with criticism. So the conversations are now over. Another technique which I've had to work with some of my clients on doing is that in cases where they are embarrassed in public, they can no longer go out with their spouse. So if there are family get-togethers where your partner chooses to use as a means of humiliating you or embarrassing you, whether it's through a joke or a snide comment or even a public revelation of something that they're upset at you about, and you've asked them and you've explained to them how humiliating this is, if they refuse, then for the sake of your relationship, there's no more going out with this partner. That could include no dinner with friends, no family gatherings, or even no going to the mall together. These limitations don't last forever because your partner will get the hint that their behavior is making you uncomfortable. And if they want to have a relationship where you two can go out to dinner with friends, then they need to change. Whether they agree with it, or whether they don't understand what they're doing wrong, or whether they just don't get it, or whether internally they believe you deserve it, your partner will pick up on the fact that you're not willing to go out in public with them. And that's that. These are a little bit more radical, but it's worth it in the end if you can rid your relationship of criticism. And these more radical measures don't last forever. It doesn't take that long for a partner to realize, especially if you yourself have stopped criticizing and can use that as proof. It doesn't take long for a partner to realize that you mean business and that things around here are going to change, you know, unless they're willing to agree with you and work with you towards removing criticism from your relationship. So in summary, how do we move towards change? Well, like I said earlier, the first and most important is an honest assessment of your own behavior, owning up to your own criticism. This includes an apology and real change on your part. The next step is having a respectful conversation with your partner. "I'd like us to eliminate criticism from our relationship," is a good place to start. And discussing what it means to you, what it means to her, and how you two together can work together to choose not to criticize anymore. And the third step, which is the most important piece, is patience. You didn't learn how to be a critical person in a day, and it's not going to go away overnight. It takes time, practice, effort, and commitment to removing criticism from your life. But do not despair. It can be done. You do not have to be mired in this ugly behavior forever. Just practice these steps above, and you will transform your connection. A relationship without criticism brings trust, safety, and love. And best of all, it is so much more enjoyable to spend time together. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. To connect with me online, please follow me on Twitter at David Feldman or Instagram at David Feldman or my website www.davidfeldman.com. Have a great day. We'll see you next week, and God bless.
Well, she's walking through the clouds with a circus man that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras are grooving fairy tales. That's all she ever thinks about.